Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Donald Trump has escalated his threats to permanently freeze funding to the World Health Organization. In a letter posted on Twitter, the president said he would cut funding if the organization does not commit to improvements in the next 30 days. And for more, let's bring in NPR's global health and development correspondent, Jason Beaubien. And Jason, this comes, people might remember, after Trump temporarily halted funding to the organization last month. Can you remind us of what Donald Trump is contending?
Yeah, you know, the president has been saying for weeks now that the WHO and China downplayed the severity of this outbreak, especially in the early days. And he's basically saying that the WHO, if it had done its job, the virus could have been contained in China. And it's not entirely clear that that was ever going to be possible. But he's gone as far as to accuse the WHO of engaging in a cover-up with China. And this latest letter, in which he tweeted out overnight, he makes this same complaint, but he lists what he views as the evidence. And one thing that's interesting is the very first thing he asserts is that the WHO, in his words, consistently ignored credible reports that the virus was circulating in Wuhan in early December of last year. And he also said that some of those reports were in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet. However, This is not true, and The Lancet issued a statement this morning saying that the first report they published on the novel coronavirus was on January 24th.
Yeah. Let's talk about the contributions to the WHO. So the United States is the largest contributor to the WHO, which is seen really as the preeminent global health organization. What would it mean for the U.S. government to stop funding?
Yeah, I mean, this would be a huge blow to the WHO. The U.S. is the largest donor. It gives roughly $450 million a year. It's sort of a complicated formula with the richer nations giving more. U.S. is the largest economy in the world. China gives far less. But at this annual gathering, they pledged another $2 billion. They had the annual gathering of the WHO's member states this week. It just wrapped up this morning. The U.S. contributions are about 20% of the WHO's annual budget. This wouldn't just be a blow to the WHO. In a way, it really would be a blow to sort of the idea of post-World War II multilateral international cooperation if you have the U.S. pulling out of such an important institution.
Let's talk a little bit, though, about Trump's criticism. So he basically calls the WHO very, very China-centric. A lot of critics around the world have also said that the World Health Organization is too swayed by China. As you mentioned, China just pledged this huge amount of money to the organization. Yeah. What are you hearing?
Yeah, it is interesting, right? It also, at this World Health Assembly, which just wrapped up, the WHO puts that on and brings together all of these member states. And one of the leading speakers was China President Xi Jinping. He's one of the first heads of state scheduled to address the gathering. There is a lot of, it looks like, deference to China. However, the UN does this with most of its member states. They're very hesitant to criticize their member states because their member states basically control the WHO. They're part of the UN agency. This is the way that they do business. And so sometimes it looks like they're being, overly China-centric. It's the way they operate.
That's NPR's global health and development correspondent, Jason Beaubien. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tanya.